There's an old problem. It's not really so much of a problem anymore since we've all grown so accustomed to it here at Columbia, but you are also rather well known as a vocalist, and we have to go to rather elaborate lengths to keep your vocal performances that accompany your keyboard performances out of the microphone so they don't appear on the final record. Can you tell us or describe to us what function this vocal accompaniment serves while you play?
That's very difficult, and it's one of those centipedal questions. You know, Schoenberg once said that he would not willingly be asked by any of his composition students exactly why such and such a process served him well, because mm-hmm. it was in danger of making him feel like that centipede who was asked in which order it moved its hundred legs, and afterwards it could move no legs at all. There's something impotent-making about that question. I'm rather afraid of it.
I think then you should avoid it. I don't want to take any chances.
I'll answer it in one paragraph or less. I can't do without it. I would if I could. It's a terrible distraction. I don't like it. I would resent any artist whose records I bought indulging himself that way, and I don't see why anyone puts up with it. We do the best we can. We put as many baffles around the piano as we can. I can only say I play very much less well if I don't indulge in a few vocal elaborations.
Well, there's obviously some kind of recreative element or generation going on in there while you play.
I think there's a wishful thinking aspect, too. That is the way I would like my phrases to be made, and I'm never quite able to do that at the keyboard.